Penguin Random House Audio presents That Was Awkward, The Art and Etiquette of the Awkward Hug by Emily Flake. Read for you by Amanda Duarte and Peter Stray, with an introduction read by the author.
To Stephanie Wallace, I miss your hugs so much. Introduction. I'm a hugger. If allowed, I will hug you upon being introduced, upon parting, upon your having made a particularly good joke. Don't get me wrong, I'm a believer in the power of a good handshake, firm but not aggro, eye contact, no weird finger waggles, but the hug is my standard as far as physical punctuation goes. Hugs are a near universal expression of human emotion. They are a natural outgrowth of the act of holding an infant or a child. That sense of security and love is so absolutely fundamental that we seek it even as adults, too big to be lugged around by anybody. Even Disney's Olaf character, the snowman from Frozen, who would literally die in higher temperatures, longs for warm hugs. Hugging causes the body to release oxytocin, the so-called trust hormone that floods new mothers as they hold their newborns. It also causes an immediate reduction in cortisol, the stress hormone behind such impulses as fight or flight. When people talk about suffering from touch deprivation, they mean it. It's real. The word hug itself is said to have its roots in the Old Norse word hugga, meaning to comfort. This is ironic considering the Scandinavian reputation for a certain physical reserve. A Danish friend tells me that her parents' generation would only have hugged someone they'd also take a bullet for, but reports that this seems to be shifting among the youth. It's not just in Denmark that the norms around hugging seem to have shifted. We no longer live in a world where we can all quote Emily Post chapter and verse, and what qualifies as good manners has become increasingly murky. We are a people who will wear leggings as pants. Bereft of a social code and the rituals designed to express it, we are left with a general idea of being nice with no particular accepted method of being so. None of us quite know what to do with our bodies when greeting one another. We find ourselves lost in a world full of physical indecision and potential gaffes. Do we shake hands? Do we hug? Do we, horror, kiss on the cheek? Both cheeks? Will I bonk your forehead with mine because I cannot remember which side I'm supposed to kiss first? Absolutely. This is my social bête noire, not because I don't want to kiss, but because I am almost certain to screw it up. I am trying to remember to do as Beyoncé commands us and go to the left, but still, I am just as likely to hurt your face with my face, or worse, end up kissing you on the mouth by accident. Again, I am sorry. Hugs seem kind, they seem friendly, the Mr. Rogers in his home cardigan and sneakers of greetings. But absent widely understood rules on how and where to deploy them, we're likely to screw them up too. And so, this book. If we can't agree on a social code anymore, the least we can do is find some warm fellow feelings in our collective confusion. I've bungled a number of hugs, and I bet you have too. I hope this book serves to let us laugh together at our foibles and relax enough to remember that the whole point of social niceties is nothing more than putting one another at ease. Now come here, you.
Relationships. Recent exes, long-term relationship. Don't touch me, dear. The ink is still drying on the divorce papers. The books and records are mostly split, except for that one shelf of bathroom reading stuff, and honestly, you can just keep it, Carl. You are, for the moment, seeing the same therapist, but on different days, and only until you can find a new one who takes your bullshit insurance. This is a hug born of a toxic brew of physical force of habit, a desire to keep things civil for the kids, and a need to do something with your body in the moment other than use it to hit something. If you put spray foam into the space between two bodies engaged in such an embrace, the shape it assumed could be put in a museum and titled Resentments. The saving grace of this hug is its brevity. No time for awkward equivocation here. It is a physical expression of terseness, at once familiar, you do, after all, know this body very well, and repelled. This body did butt stuff with the nanny, and you'd just as soon throw it off a cliff. Arms don't go around torsos or necks so much as they form a barrier between the participants while allowing for a brief, vicious clasp squeeze of the shoulders or waist with the hands. A strangled bye muttered between clenched teeth, is permissible but not required. After all, haven't you talked each other to death at this point? My God, this hug is a bummer. Recent exes, short-term relationship. A hug for the ghosted. The tone of this hug depends almost entirely on one crucial factor, whether this relationship was ended by ghosting. If it ended civilly and respectfully, with dignity and understanding all around, well, congratulations, you dealt with things like a grown-up. You had the sense to get out of the relationship before it got too serious if you were the dumper, and you were able to handle your disappointment with a measure of grace if you were the dumpy. Chances are good you'll see each other socially from time to time, and you will handle that in a way befitting your easygoing nature and good breeding. You will enjoy a warm, friendly embrace, full of well wishes, and part as friends. Later on, it will occur to you that your friend Sasha from college would be perfect for this guy, and you'll ask if you can set them up. 18 months later, you attend Sasha's wedding to said guy, and 18 months after that, they name their firstborn after you. See what good being agreeable can do in this world. I'm so glad everyone here decided to behave reasonably. Psych. What planet does that ever happen on? That dude totally ghosted you, and you owe him nothing. No hug at all. If you see him flirting, sidle over and let the flirtee know that she's in for a long night of the soul, wondering if maybe her text just didn't go through, or kicking herself because, yes, sending a Facebook message was indeed a bridge too far. Ugh, to hell with that guy. Married and divorced over a decade ago. Still crazy after all these years.
Hello, Sheila.
Hello, Paul.
You're looking well.
You're looking good yourself. You always did clean up pretty nicely.
Well, I have our daughter to thank for that. She's the one who picked out the tuxes.
Where do you think she got her good taste?
Fair enough. How's Bill?
He's doing just fine, thanks. I put him over in the corner. A couple too many martinis, I'm afraid.
Oh, well, he seemed to have a good time on the dance floor.
And how's Penny, is it?
It's Sage, and she's fine. She's sorry she couldn't make it tonight. She had a presentation in Houston, and...
A presentation? Is that what we're calling it now?
Now, Sheila, you know she hasn't been a dancer in years.
Oh, a dancer.
Exotic is still dancing, Sheila. Anyway, I'm glad to see you've still got your charm.
Wouldn't you like to know what else I've still got?
Meet me in the bathroom in 5.
You're on, Buster.
End scene.
Used to bang in college. My God, you still smell the same. This is a multi-layered hug, sort of a parfait of nostalgia, regret, autumnal lust, and judgment, especially if it's been a while since you graduated. This hug is on the longer end of the spectrum, lasting at least long enough for you to size up how much weight your old flame has put on since 1999. Is he no longer that louche, porcelain-skinned dirtbag who seemed half asleep during crits but was an absolute animal in the bathroom at the underage bar? Is her Louise Brooks bob streaked with gray, or worse, chunky highlights? Remember that one long, delicious, perfect night when you smoked an entire pack of Old Golds together and finally did it just as the sun came up? And now here you both are. Middle-aged AF. Look, the flesh is impermanent, so get in there and wonder what it might have been like if you hadn't dumped him for that contortionist who swore she could get you a girlfriend spot on the circus train. Like that hadn't been your dream since you were a child, and then disappeared without so much as a note. And when you looked her up on Facebook, she was an evangelical mother of 6. Life is a funny old thing, isn't it? The flirty friend hug. Platonic never looked so good. Everyone's got one of these in their social circle. The good-looking, vivacious...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?